Hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio here on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here. The light's out. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tony Colombo and Aaron Tarlow.
There's Aaron Tarlow.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're back.
Pointed lights. You're
in studio again. What's going on?
It's a miracle.
It's like 2 weeks in a row.
In fact, we've got a packed studio today. Aaron and I are here, of course. Producer Chad is in the studio as well, and joining us in the studio for the entire show is Alex Salzman. She is with the Missouri Firearms Coalition. She's the political director for that organization, and so thank you so much for coming in, Alex, and joining us in the studio today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we are going to talk to Alex coming up here in just a few minutes about something that I know is very important to Aaron.
Yes.
And something that should be important to all Missouri gun owners,
right,
and potential gun owners.
Let me put it this way. If you're a Trekkie, red alert. Okay. Like, should be alarms going off on the bridge,
yes,
some flashing red lights, and everybody should be
We're going to talk about
on one task.
We're going to talk about what folks call red flag laws,
right,
in a few minutes. And
we've had these in the past.
Something we've talked about, and we've talked about them on the show in the past,
right,
but we haven't had Alex here,
right,
to be an expert on and you know, help us through understanding what is happening.
And when these laws were getting passed in other states, I think it's important to understand that we didn't have anything even in the works in Missouri to do this action we're going to talk about here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, they can just take your guns away with no due process.
Yeah.
It's just an accusation and it's gone. So it's like legal swatting, it's kind of concerning. But
mm-hmm.
You need to stay tuned. You need to take some notes. You need to be following the...
It's like the gun version of eminent domain.
Yeah, it really is.
The government just can say, like, hey...
So Alex and I, she's like, you know, they give us 24 hours notice from these hearings. And I was like, all right, we got to get the word out. So you need to go to southernarmory.com,
mm-hmm,
sign up for our email list so we can email blast you.
Let me do the repeat the website.
Oh, I'm sorry. Southernarmory.com.
Southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
Yeah, okay.
And when you go there, it's going to pop up and say, you know, join our email list. You need to go do that today. I'm being serious.
Right.
Okay. And you never really heard Aaron on his serious note. He's normally real happy, lucky, joking.
Mm-hmm.
Go do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go get on Facebook and you go like Southern Armory's Facebook page. And then when you're done there, you go over and you find Second Amendment Radio's Facebook page. You find that. And then you go find Missouri Firearms Coalition's page and you like it too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you need to be informed.
You need to be informed. You need to be going up and getting that little like dot drop down menu and show first.
Mm-hmm.
That's how serious this is. And if you have no idea what red flag laws are, you might want to pull over
because
your blood pressure is going to go through the roof. I don't want anybody having a stroke or heart attack or, you know, wrecking.
Anything else?
Yeah, because it's going to be bad.
All right. All right. Well, definitely.
So there's your preview.
After that tease, don't go anywhere.
So
before we get into that, what's happening
what's
at
going
Southern
on in the
Armory?
Shop?
Yeah, what's happening?
Dude, it's Christmas.
Store.
It's in full swing.
Right.
So I didn't even know we had this in. I was just surfing Facebook like I normally do because, you know, I'm banned still.
Yeah, next. Let's do the store
so
first.
I'm banned.
And then
still.
I want to check on Facebook.
And then
Alex, are you aware of that situation?
No.
His Facebook ban.
Yeah, I got banned. Oh, we'll tell you here in a minute.
We'll get into it in a second. We need to update the audience anyway.
Yeah, we do. It's getting close. We're getting close.
Yeah.
Back to full 100%
back.
Power.
Right.
But so I'm surfing Facebook and I see on Facebook like these mini AKs and ARs, like models that you can build. And they were really cool. And I was like, man, that's a great Christmas gift. You know, in addition to all the other cool stuff that we have in the shop, whether it's a knife or an optic, ammunition, gift certificates or bags. We got some really cool messenger bags. And you guys have seen me carry mine in here. You know, I put my iPad in it and I can put a pistol in it and my little first aid kit and a bunch of other stuff that I just carry daily. So get in the shop, take a look around. Special orders are always welcome. Right now, you got plenty of time between now and Christmas to get that special order gun in. FN57s, we've got them. That's like a really, really hard gun to get, and we've got a steady line on them right now.
Nice.
So if you want one of those, you should call the shop, 314-965-GUNS. That's 314-965-4867, and talk to Jess or Brad about ordering one of those 57s in for you.
Nice.
Suppressors, like always, we've been selling those. I think there's some gun rebate stuff going on that I just got an email about this morning. You know, like one of those automated, hey, these are the rebates going on for December. So, because today's December 1st. So, with that being said, you know, I'll get that up on Facebook too. here shortly, and then you can kind of see, hey, how do I stretch that dollar? Is there a $25 rebate, $50, $100 rebate on whatever gun it may be considering? Yeah, that's a good way to save a little bit of cash and support a local business.
Absolutely.
And
any
classes?
Classes?
Yep. CCW class coming up on Sunday, so tomorrow, actually. And then we've got an advanced class coming up. I want to say it's the 16th. And then I think another CCW class on the 15th. So we've got a few opportunities for you to come out and let's look here. Yep, 15th CCW class, 16th advanced class. So just checking the calendar here.
Mm-hmm.
Never keep it straight. You know, I'm going all over fighting
crime.
This
guy's got a lot going on.
You know?
He's a vigilante.
Yeah, all the time.
So
and now apparently,
firefighting, pilot, paramedic, gun store owner.
And now I got to be like a political activist. It's fine. I don't care. If I got to do it, I got to
do
it.
Hey, just another thing. No
right.
big deal.
Yeah, throw it on the resume.
You know, something we haven't talked about in a couple of weeks is the firearm simulator.
Right.
Southern Army.
Yeah. And actually,
which
I was.
Which is actually a really cool thing.
Yeah.
People should need to come out and check out.
SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
And go to the demo video on the left side of the screen. And and you just click on it, and bam, it's pulling up. And
nice.
I mean, and it's really cool because you know that system, that video there has got some of the older stuff in it. There's a lot of cool new stuff, especially kind of geared towards the family, just not like self defense stuff, but the kids. My daughter, who's 16 months, 16 months,
mm-hmm.
big. She likes the balloon animals. Yeah, she goes in with me, and I shoot them, and they pop, and she just loves it. And that's fine. It's like a balloon safari, and we have a good time with it. And, hopefully, here when she's like two or three, she'll be able to pick up the sim gun and start blasting away. And I'm sure if I take
it's not a video game, but it can be used as a video
game.
But it's a lot more.
Right.
If you want it to be, you can make it a lot more realistic, and you can learn.
You can have the home invader, the carjacking, the office shooter, the active church shooter. So a lot of these active shooter scenarios that we always think in our head, this is why I'm going to get a CCW.
Right.
We can put you in that situation. And you can kind of see how you're going to react. And
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of interesting because, obviously, you got two responses everybody always knows about in a violent encounter, right? Fight or flight.
Right.
I'm going to fight like my life depends on it because it really does. Or I'm going to run away. But nobody ever talks.
Life depends on it.
Yeah. Like my life depends on it. I'm going to run away like flailing arms in the air like Kermit the Frog. And then, but the one thing that people don't talk about that they're going to know, but, they never talk about, at least we talk about in our defense classes, but other classes I've taken, the instructors have never talked about it. And then I point it out and they're like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm like, I know. I took several psychology classes in undergrad, it's the pause. Okay. Or more probably, people probably more commonly know it as like the deer in headlight look.
Yeah.
And you've seen it on people. You've seen it in animals. Right. So this is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's the deer in headlight. Like, oh, my God, what's going on? And your eyes get real big and you don't know. It's like so horrific that your body and your mind says, I is this real? I don't know. And it takes you a minute to snap in.
Mm-hmm.
And some people never snap into the fight or flight. They just stay in the deer in headlight look. And others will get into it quicker.
And that can be extremely dangerous.
Yeah, you can die.
Mm-hmm.
It could kill you. Or it can cost the life of a loved one. Mm-hmm. So with the firearms training simulator, the neat thing about it is you're kind of calibrating your mind to get out of that pause, that decision-making, that deer in headlight look, and get into your fight or flight a lot faster. And we've got several videos of students in the simulator, and they're just so taken back by what's going on. They can't believe it. And I mean, we're talking, this isn't a simulator. Imagine real life.
Right.
When you actually feel the percussion and the gun is really, really loud and just not over some speakers.
Right.
And then they jump into action. And at this point, the shooting's already begun and been going on for 5 seconds.
Right.
So,
that's why that simulator can be a really good learning tool.
Yeah, and conditioning too.
Yeah,
To get you into that reaction mode a little bit quicker. And decision making is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Do I pepper spray this guy? Do I shoot this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Do I verbally talk him down or do I run away?
Mm-hmm.
So serious.
Yep.
But it's a great tool. But it can be used like from the family aspect too. And I've seen a lot of moms in,
mm-hmm.
and they're in there and they want like the first half hour is like the home invader and the carjacker and the kidnapper, and then the other half hours
shooting balloons,
or you know, playing with the kids, you know, that are 5, 6, 7, 8 years old that they want to undemonize the gun, and that's a great thing, and they want to teach your kids. Fine, I love it. I think it's awesome. Get these kids involved at a young age and teach them the responsibility of a gun. And kind of off on a tangent, I don't know if you heard about Hillsboro School District. Mm-hmm. They had "shoot it up" written on one of the bathroom stalls.
No.
Yeah, it happened, I believe, yesterday.
Okay.
And lots of comments in there, and I was getting ready to do a comment, and then I said, Aaron, you've only got one Facebook account right now. You can't.
We're going to tell you all about that in a second, Alex.
You can't get blocked over something stupid. But I blame the parents, because they never taught these kids the actual responsibility of gun ownership, the seriousness of it,
right,
and that threatening to kill somebody is a serious matter. Yeah, it's not a joke.
Or
you don't respond.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
When you're dead, you're dead.
Right.
And so I kind of blame parents a little bit on there, but I had to kind of hold back.
We had a couple of officials. I don't know if you guys saw the big basketball brawl between Alton and Riverview Gardens about a week ago.
I heard about
that. We had a couple of officials on Annie's show this week and asking them about, you know, violence in schools and things like that. And their number one issue was parents also.
Right.
Because, you know.
And I think that parents today don't. I got spanked. Did you get spanked?
Yeah, a couple
Alex,
times.
Did you get spanked?
A lot.
I was a bad kid. I was a bad kid. Right. I think I turned out all right.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying, I mean, I wasn't getting spanked in junior high and high school.
Right.
Because I figured that stuff out. I was maybe a little bit above average. I figured that out, you know, like elementary school.
Right.
You
know,
you were acting like, right.
Right. Yeah.
You got spanked when you were little.
So, you know, so I think it's the hands off approach. I had another friend tell me, well, you know, like all these parents want to be their kids' as friend. And I'm like, no, why?
That's not how it works.
Why? You're your parent. You could be their friend when they're in their 30s.
Right.
If you want to be their friend and go hang out and do stuff, but you're still going to have a parent role.
If you want to be their friend later, you need to be their parent now.
You can still be their parent in their 30s and 40s and give them some guidance because, you know, let's face it, you know. But, and I mean, Piper, baby, I'm sorry. You've got some spankings coming if you start messing up.
So, Alex, check this out. We have a Second Amendment Radio Facebook page that we use as a tool for people that listen to this show to send us questions. And a big part of the show, on a normal weekly basis, people submit questions to me on Twitter, or they submit questions to the Southern Armory Facebook page or the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page. Around Election Day.
The day after.
A few weeks ago.
Wednesday,
An old meme. You know how Facebook will repost like memes that you posted?
Right. Here's a memory.
Here's a memory from six. An old meme that you may remember. It was like kind of a popular one.
6.5 years old.
From 6 years ago. That was a picture of then President Barack Obama that said, "It's Election Day. Don't forget, Republicans vote on Tuesday, Democrats vote on Wednesday."
I've seen that.
It's a ha-ha joke.
Yeah, everybody's laughing.
It was a joke.
Except for Aaron.
It's a joke.
It's an old joke.
Yes. Oh, so that popped up on the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page.
On Aaron's page.
On Aaron's page.
Yeah.
Which is tied into the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page. And then Aaron was banned.
Yeah. Aaron got banned.
Aaron was banned from Facebook for 30 days for... basically trying to alter the election.
Voter fraud.
Voter fraud and lying to elect.
I think it was like false political news is the new terms of service.
Is that insanity?
That is insanity.
And you didn't even post. You didn't even actively post it.
Yeah, I didn't even share it.
It was posted by Facebook as a memory, which makes it even worse.
So,
and then banned for 30 days.
30 days.
And so any update?
Thank God for alternate accounts.
Right.
Currently Aaron Southern.
Yeah.
Send me a friend request. Follow me on Facebook. Do something. Just realize I won't
while
be using it.
We'll get some more admins on the 2A radio page.
So as soon
as we can.
We're completely locked out of the 2A page now because I was the only admin.
He was the only admin.
So I was like, I'll just go on my main account and sort this out. Nope. And I went and sent, you know, him a friend him a request, myself, my wife, and then Brad, you know, Brad. And so they none get it. I'm like,
because you were blocked
not?
Out.
Because I'm blocked out and I can't have any action, so it's pending. Wow. So the day that I
now,
get unblocked.
Just think. I don't know how much time you spend on social media. I spend almost no time on Facebook. I'm not a Facebook person at all.
Oh, your wife is. You're
yes,
a Twitter
yes,
guy.
Yes, I'm a Twitter guy. But even I can just think for a second and think of jokes and memes that I've seen, particularly ripping the current president.
Oh, yeah.
Or
unreal.
Republicans.
Sure.
And I feel like that not all the people that are posting that are getting 30-day bans.
Oh, it's arbitrary, for sure.
And if you're and it's funny because, you know, Facebook categorizes you. So, and I didn't believe this, and I saw it on one of the, you know, political action pages I follow, and they were like,
news.
Yeah, they were like, they can, yeah, fake news, they, according to the libs, and they categorize you, and they're like, go try it out and see what it is. I'm like, okay. And they were partially right. I mean, you know, they had like your religious preference down.
Wow.
And they had your affiliation politically down and some other things. And I'm like, well, they're like 90%.
Right.
But they had me down as a conservative Republican. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much.
All right. We need to take a break. And when we get back, we are going to get into this discussion. We have Alex Salzman, the political director of the Missouri Firearms Coalition, in studio with us. And we are going to talk about red flag laws and why you need to know about them and why they're important and why you need to hear what Alex and Aaron have to say to protect your gun rights.
And then you need to be politically active.
Yeah.
So this is a call to action.
Very good.
That's really
so,
what it is.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere. More Second Amendment Radio coming next on FM News Talk 97.1. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo and my partner Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, in studio. Producer Chad Ellis here as well. And joining us in studio is Alex Salzman. She's the political director for the Missouri Firearms Coalition. And we talked in the last segment about how important it is to hear what Alex has to say and what Aaron has to say about the topic of red flag laws and why they could affect you and why you need to be ready to, like you said, be active,
right,
to protect
in 24,
your gun rights.
In 24 hours notice.
Yeah.
As we discussed a little bit earlier.
Alex, why don't you start? Let us, for folks that may have only heard that term, red flag laws, which I've heard, but I can't get into any, you know, in-depth
sure.
discussion or description of what they are. What are red flag laws? Why are they important for people that want to protect their Second Amendment rights to know? And why could they potentially be something that would be bad for your Second Amendment rights?
Well, these red flag orders, sometimes they're called risk protection orders by the left. They basically allow anyone to make a claim that you're a danger, and then they can have the government come and seize your firearms. So these gun seizure orders, they happen with no conviction. You're not even charged with anything. A firearm owner that has no criminal background whatsoever can lose his firearms without ever stepping foot inside a courtroom.
And I think that's an important point you just made. These hearings are done in secret.
Absolutely. They're ex parte hearings. So they're done in secret. You have no way of questioning your accuser. You have no way of providing your own evidence, testifying in your own defense. The first time you find out any of this is happening is when the law enforcement officers are at your door to confiscate your firearms.
So you're telling me that in secret, right,
mm-hmm.
a judge declares, we're going to come get your firearms, and they send the cops to your door. And the first time you know about it is either when they're knocking on your door or
yep.
they're serving a no-knock warrant.
Yep, absolutely.
You think that might kill some people?
It happened just last weekend in Maryland. There was a man that had one of these red flag orders placed on him. And when law enforcement officers showed up at 5 o'clock in the morning, he resisted. He didn't like the idea that they were going to confiscate his firearms. He had no idea why. And he ended up dead.
So they showed up at his door at 5 in the morning. Now, 5 in the morning, are you generally asleep still?
Yes.
Tony, are you asleep?
Maybe just going to bed, but yeah.
Chad, how about you? Are you asleep?
Like a baby.
Like a baby. Aaron is sometimes up between 5 and 5:30 in the morning, depending on if I'm working at the firehouse or not. but I am definitely not generally awake, you know, at 5 in the morning. So you're telling me somebody's knocking on my door at 5 in the morning. What would you do? Would you go to the door with a gun?
Yeah. I mean, you're definitely in protection mode.
Right.
At that point.
I mean, because you probably don't know it's 5 in the morning. So he went to the door with a gun?
Yep. He went to the door with a firearm, saw that it was the law enforcement officers, set the gun down. They started talking when he found out that they were there to confiscate his firearms without giving a reason. He had not been charged with anything.
Right.
He decided that he was not okay with that. He went to pick up his firearm so they couldn't physically remove it from his property. And during the altercation, he was shot and killed.
Wow. So sounds like when he realized it was, it sounds like a law-abiding citizen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the guy who went, oh, it's the cops.
He was just
like,
sleeping.
What's going on here? You know, there's the cops at the door. I'm going to put my gun down. They're no threat to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know.
Wait a minute. No, these are my firearms.
So yeah, what? This is a threat.
How easy is it for someone to make a claim against you?
Well, in most cases, the person, the accuser, doesn't even have to come in. They just phone it in, literally. There are states all over the country, and language is going to differ state to state. But in most cases, the accuser doesn't even have to come in. They just phone it in, and then the ex parte proceedings occur.
Wow.
Unbeknownst to you whatsoever. And one of the ways, evidence, things that can be used against you, mm-hmm. is just having purchased a firearm or any kind of ammunition recently can be used as evidence against you.
Wow. And do we know, like, typically when these complaints are filed, is the default to just go and take the person's guns away from them? Do we know anything about these trials? Are they
do they
seem to be fair? Is it like,
no, they're
most of the time they don't take. So they just, most of the time, if somebody files a complaint, they're gonna come and try.
Well, that's the whole point of the red flag order. It's just, you know, to
it's not even really a hearing. It's just it's just a notification. So, hey, you need to go get this guy's guns.
Right. So this is my for those of you who probably can't see here, that metal.
Yeah.
This is my Constitution. I carry it with me everywhere. It's the Bill of Rights. Okay, I know it's funny, right? But I just want to read.
I got a little pocket gun.
I like
it.
It's metal.
And it's great because when I go through TSA,
mm-hmm.
it's metal. So sometimes I just leave it in my pocket. And then this particular one has the Fourth Amendment highlighted. We'll talk about the Fourth Amendment here in a little bit. But I'm looking at the Sixth Amendment, and I'm just going to read it verbatim. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. Well, this is done in secret. That's interesting.
Hmm.
By an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which the district shall have been previously by law, and then to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witness against him, and to have the compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and then have obviously assistance and counsel for their defense. So they're doing this in secret. You're not able to face your accuser. It sounds like it violates the Constitution.
So, Alex, we're here in Missouri. You work with the Missouri Firearms Coalition, so I know that your expertise is what's happening here in the state of Missouri. But we have a lot of listeners in Illinois as well. Do these red flag laws already exist in Missouri and or Illinois? Are they, if not, are they being threatened to come to our state? Like, where do we fall? Because you always hear about Missouri being a very open place for, you know,
a very pro-gun.
I think we're more pro-gun than Texas.
So
now I'm questioning that.
Yeah. So are these red flag laws here in the state of Missouri? And I mean, that would make
us maybe not so
pro-gun.
They are in Illinois. So
okay.
They were just signed into the law.
Wow.
Under the Republican governor of Illinois. As far
outgoing
as Missouri,
Republican governor too. Yeah.
Yeah. there was a senator, a Creve Corps senator, Senator Shupp, has announced that she is going to pre-file this red flag bill along with a handful of other gun control bills for the 2019 January session. So the red flag bill is definitely coming to Missouri. This is a fight that we're going to be battling January through May, all through session. And a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, it can't happen here. You know, we're a very pro-gun state or whatnot. Florida, it passed in Florida, and Republicans control the entire state of Florida. They control the House, they control the Senate, they control the governor's office, and it passed in Florida. It also is passed in Washington, California, Vermont, Oregon, Maryland, Rhode Island, Delaware. Leadership in Iowa said that they're going to pass it first thing next session. Michigan and Ohio, Pennsylvania, all Republican-led. Republican leaders saying that they're going to push it in those states as well. What we don't want is Missouri to kind of take the same strategy that the other pro-gun states have done when they're pushing this through. What they do is they will propose the bad, you know, the bad red flag bill and let everybody all get up in arms. And you'll have the hearing, you know, and they'll listen to everybody. And then they will amend the bill, you know, so they'll take out something. For instance, maybe they'll take out the ex parte hearings,
right?
You know, and say, "Oh, look, we fixed it. Now, you know, it secures due process. Now it's an okay gun grab bill. Now it's Republican approved gun control." Well, make no mistake. Just because you're allowed to be in the hearing where your guns are being seized doesn't mean that this bill is any less egregious,
mm-hmm. right?
You know, it's
like the art of negotiation. You know, you ask for way more,
sure,
and then knowing that you're only going to get half of that.
Right.
Why are Republicans okay with this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Who's supporting this?
Everybody, unfortunately, is supporting this. You know, there were a handful of these laws prior to the mass shooting that happened in Florida last March. After that happened in Florida, this started just kind of snowballing all over the country. We've had the Trump administration said in March that they are encouraging all states to pass these risk protection orders like they did in Florida. The NRA, Chris Cox, the lobbyist for the NRA, has come out in support of these red flag laws. Well, wants Congress
looks like I'm making a phone call Monday.
Right. Yeah, we really are kind of on our own, guys. I mean, we've got the Republican administration and the NRA saying, hey, these are okay as long as we protect due process, as long as the ex parte hearings are pulled out, then the bills are okay. And that's not okay. We need to stand on the front lines. We need to do everything we can to make sure that the people in Jefferson City do what they say they were going to do and protect our Second Amendment rights.
Do we know any details of like the case in Maryland or any other instances where this has happened? Because here's what I've learned in my many years of watching and covering politics is that both sides, but Democrats particularly, are very good at labeling things and naming things that sound really great, that sound really flowery, and like, how could anybody
disagree
with that?
Yeah.
So I could hear them saying that with these red flag laws, look, we're not trying to take anybody's guns away, that anybody that's law abiding and doing what they're supposed to do, this won't even affect you.
Right.
This gives us a way when we, you know, because in some of these instances, you know, there have been, I don't mean to use the term again, but red flags for some of these mass shooters that, you know, probably should have not had guns, like legitimately shouldn't have had guns. And this is a faster way, an easier way to take away guns from bad people. When we know that they're bad and when we have the evidence that they're bad, this is a better way to disarm them before they do something wrong. But if you're not a bad person, this won't affect you one bit. But it sounds like you could just be mad at your ex-wife or ex-husband and decide you want to mess with them. Make a phone call.
Exactly.
And their guns are taken away.
And how many times a year does that happen and it turns out to be false? I'm sure there's a statistic.
Right. There are over 700,000 false accusations every year in America between custody disputes, divorce disputes. Can you imagine what your bitter ex-spouse could do to you if these laws were passed in Missouri? Or how about the Trigglypuff coworker or neighbor that doesn't like your NRA bumper sticker?
Yeah.
And in the Me Too era, in the Brett Kavanaugh era that we live in, we cannot afford to just say, yep, as long as someone accuses you of being a danger, then we need to go ahead and subvert your due process, take away your firearms, and you can petition the court to gain your Second Amendment rights back. I don't think that's where
we need talking,
to go.
I think you're talking, I bet you $10,000 to do that. So if they just took
$2,000
or $3,000 worth of guns, you know, then, you know, are you going to really spit out $10,000 to get $3,000 guns back? you know, despite the fact that now
you can even get them back.
Now you're labeled, right? You're never going to own a gun again.
It truly is guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, that's, you have to prove that you're not a danger. You have to prove the negative. Prove your innocence.
And then, and I could get out my Constitution again and show you where that's
and you know,
not
you put
the
it away.
Case. I know, I put it away.
Right.
Shouldn't have done
that. Like you said, these red flag laws, a lot of people are claiming that this is how we're going to stop a mass shooting.
No, not even
You know, this
close.
Is a really cheap political talking point.
Yeah.
You know, this is virtue signaling. They're browbeating us into not fighting this bill. Under current law, anybody that is already threatening violence, anybody that's already showing warning signs, they can be arrested. They can be at very least interviewed, and the police can decide how to proceed from there.
And if you really, truly are feeling in danger of your life and you file for an order of protection, then they can't buy guns anymore.
Right.
And they can't even have a
can't
CCW.
If they take them away, you can't go
law.
Get. You can't go buy another one to replace it.
So
that's right.
Until
and the gun
this
grabbers,
is all over,
the left know this.
Right.
They know all this. Their goal is to effectively enable bureaucrats to decide who gets to keep guns and who doesn't.
Okay, I've got more questions, and we've got more to talk about. And the good news is we have one more segment of this show to go, so we will do that next. Don't go anywhere. We are talking to Alex Salzman. She's the political director of the Missouri Firearms Coalition. And we'll have more with Alex next on Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo and Aaron Tarlow here with you as we do every week on this fine program. Thank you so much for listening. And joining us in studio this week is Alex Salzman. She is the political director for the Missouri Firearms Coalition. We are talking about red flag laws that could be coming to the state of Missouri. They are already
there.
They have arrived in the state of Illinois. So if you are one of our Illinois listeners, you need to educate yourself, listen carefully to what we're saying, to what Alex is saying, and do what you can to try to stop this from happening, although it's already getting pretty bad over there.
Getting some momentum.
Yes. These red flag laws, as we've been talking about, and this is a good time to remind folks, if you missed any of that last segment or you want to hear it again because you want to make sure you are completely up to speed on what is happening, you can always go to our website, 971talk.com, or even easier, just download the radio.com app and like the station, 97.1, FM News Talk 97.1. And when you do that, you'll see all of the shows and all of the podcasts right there on the app. And you can click on this show and you can listen to any edition, any of our shows that we've done, any segment that we've done, so you can go back and listen to this again. It's absolutely free to do all of that, so you can take Second Amendment Radio with you all week long and go back and listen to these segments again and make sure that you didn't miss anything.
You need to take it and hit that little button that says share.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And you can do it all on our website too, 971talk.com.
If you're going to share,
click on podcast and do it all there as well.
If you're going to share a show, any show we've ever done,
it's this one.
It's this one. Absolutely.
So we're talking about red flag laws and how easy it is with if these are passed for someone to misuse the system and file a complaint against you, Alex, right? And then
essentially get you swatted?
Yeah.
Legal swatting?
Yeah. Your guns are taken away.
The room for abuse in this process should have every gun owner in Missouri alarmed.
Well, that stat about 700,000. What's
700,000 false accusations happen every year for divorce and custody battles. We all know someone that has gone through a nasty, evil, bitter divorce.
Oh yeah.
You know, and even if you haven't, let's say you don't know anybody that's ever had any kind of divorce issues.
You're sheltered.
Yeah. Right. Well, everybody just saw what they did to Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
It was completely unfounded. There was no proof.
Well, and then
these accusations were unfounded.
Didn't one of his accusers then later come out recently and say that
I made it up? Yeah.
Multiple.
Said I made it up.
Multiple accusers of his have come out
now,
and recanted.
Going back to the guy in Maryland, who reported him? I'm just curious.
His sister reported him. So for the guy in Maryland, they were having a family dispute at Thanksgiving. I'm sure everybody has been there. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's got that political family member that you don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, they had gotten into a little dispute And the sister, you know, they're in their 50s, 60s. They're grown adults. The sister decides to call it in, calls the law enforcement officers and says, my brother's a threat. He's dangerous. He's got all these guns. He's a nut job. They go to his house 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:17 in the morning, and he didn't react perfectly, pristinely, under, you know, without any kind of prior knowledge. He didn't want to hand over his firearms with no, you know, without being charged for anything. I don't blame him, and he ended up dead.
What did the sister say after this all transpired?
Afterwards, she said that he was not a violent person, and they didn't need to go this far. They didn't need to do that.
But she was the one.
She was the one that said that he was a danger to society, and that they needed to come confiscate his
firearms. Don't turn the dogs loose if you're not ready for the consequences of that.
That just happened Sunday. That's very
amazing.
Recently, because of these red flag laws,
so
people are getting killed.
The sister now, I bet, is she going to get charged?
I don't know. I'm
false police report.
I would assume that.
I hope
that
so.
I
don't care about her grief,
man.
Yeah,
she tried to teach him a lesson and got him killed.
I doubt that there's technically anything she
did
wrong.
These red flag orders
she thought
got
that
him
she,
killed.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. She used democide is what it sounds like. You know what democide is?
No.
It's okay.
I was gonna say something. Go ahead.
Yeah. Democide is a government sponsored killing.
Mm.
So when you hear about these dictators killing their citizens, it's democide is what it is.
So, I mean, like, I'm sure there are people listening right now saying, come on, it can't be that easy because everybody has known somebody, like you said, Alex, that has gone through a bitter divorce where a spouse will do anything they can to mess with.
Yep.
Or get custody, for whatever reason.
Or you have a bad neighbor. You know, you have a dispute with your neighbor who wants to do everything.
They don't like your NRA sign. Yeah.
And people are saying, I'm sure there are people listening saying, it can't be that easy.
It can't be that
easy. It's just a phone call
in some states. So Jill Shupp, who is the... she's
Senator
the bill sponsor. Yes.
So Grief Corps.
All of these bills will be filed Monday morning, right? The first day of filing is December 3rd this year, so it's Monday. So all the language will be online and be live Monday. So she's got this one, the red flag law. She's also got one she's called the boyfriend loophole.
The boyfriend
bill,
loophole, okay.
Which I think will be another variation of red flag language. We saw this, a very similar bill that we saw in the House last year. So we're going to be watching that. I think that Shupp has actually got two red flag law bills coming forward. One is this boyfriend loophole and the other is the actual red flag. Depending on what the language is going to depend heavily on where we go and what we can do. Most likely they'll put up these bills in their original progressive form, you know, and then they'll let everybody get all heated over it.
Yeah.
And then the Republicans will come in and say, oh, we're going to fix it. You know, we're going to tweak the ex parte hearing.
Right.
We're going to do this. We're going to make it safe. We're going to protect, quote unquote, protect due process with this red flag bill.
Okay.
You know,
in the time we have left,
mm-hmm.
I want to talk about what can be done to stop it, what can be done to combat it. Is this something that Missouri citizens will have an opportunity to vote on?
No, absolutely not.
Wow.
No.
So how does something like this pass through? What's the process?
Well, it's got to go through the House and the Senate, get passed by those, and then it'll go to the governor to be signed by the governor. There's a long process. There's going to be a lot of public hearings. Missouri Firearms Coalition is at every one of those gun hearings. We testify against the bad gun bills. We're definitely going to be in Jefferson City testifying against this bill this year. We've got a petition online. I know a lot of people can't come to the Capitol, but sign the petition.
Share it with us and we'll get it out.
Yes,
oh,
MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org. We need it. Those really help. I am usually outnumbered by the gun control advocates 100-1, and I'm not exaggerating. Moms Demand Action advocates will be at the Capitol 100-1. And they will all get up there and they will give their sob stories and they will testify that we need gun control and we need to take the guns away. And then there is me, and I will get up there and I will be the only person, you know, one of three pro-gun advocates that will get up there and say, no, you can't do this to Missouri firearm owners. You cannot do this to the Second Amendment advocates in Missouri, Missouri firearms owners, you have to protect the Second Amendment. And all the people can't be here because they're at work or for whatever reason, but here's a stack of 10,000 petitions of 10,000 people that agree with us that don't want this bill, that don't want these red flag laws. So these petitions, they help tremendously. If you can't get to the Capitol, sign the petition, and I will take it there and let them know that
and
you're with
us. And
how
do they sign the petition?
MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org. You can sign up, MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org, sign the petition. And then if you've got, if you want to go further, if you can chip in, any kind of contribution would be incredibly helpful. We're not funded by Bloomberg. So all of the printing, all of the online ads and everything, they cost money. So stand with us. Join us. You can join MOFC.com, MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org.
Now, are you guys doing a trivia night or fundraiser or some way that they can kind of get involved?
We do a couple raffles. We do a couple firearm raffles a couple times a year. I don't know if we've got one going. We just had a winner a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the SIG 229, yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to stand with us on the front lines, join us. It's like a $35 joining fee. We'll send you a T-shirt. We'll send you bumper stickers, that kind of thing. And then you can know that there really is someone there in Jefferson City fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Because like I said, the NRA aren't doing it this time.
And
they're in bed with them.
Like Alex said earlier, yeah. And there might be people listening. First of all, it is total crap that something like that would be passed without a vote. It should absolutely be voted on. But even since it's not, there may be people sitting there thinking, well, Republicans hold a supermajority in Jefferson City.
That's what they said about Florida, too.
That's right.
Exactly.
And you made that point earlier.
Bands and everything else
that Republican-controlled states that have Republican control in their state houses and Senate and a Republican sitting in the governor's mansion in those states have still passed these laws.
Yep.
Unreal.
Absolutely.
So
they're being encouraged to pass these laws by the Trump NRA. We're on our own, guys.
So don't sit back and think that the Republican representatives that you elected are going to
help you
automatically do the right thing. Hopefully they will. Hopefully they will. But you don't know that for sure. So you have to get involved and you have to try to stop it yourself. One more time before we go, where can people learn more about this? Where can they sign that petition? Where can they do more to be involved?
Go to MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org. You can just Google Missouri Firearms Coalition. You can join us on Facebook, Missouri Firearms Coalition, MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org. If you want to join us, stand on the front lines, you can go to joinmofc.com. Donate, sign the petition, stand with us. We're going to be fighting this tooth and nail. As long as they're proposing it, we're going to be opposing it.
And Aaron, we'll post this. You'll post this stuff on the Southern Armory.
On December 6th.
Yeah.
When my ban is up.
Well, Southern Armory can go up now, right?
I could get all my wife's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Go post.
Go to Southern Armory.
So Southern Armory Facebook page is another place you can get information.
Yeah.
And as soon as Second Amendment Radio Facebook page is back, we will post all the information.
And that
there
will have.
As well.
And as soon as that happens, we'll have multiple admins, so then they can block me all they
exactly.
want.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, and then, you know, swing by the shop. We can sign you up for the newsletter in store.
Oh, cool.
You can sign up on southernarmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
And then once you do that, you know, Alex, whenever you need to come back, you just call me or text me, and you know, you can come in. I mean, you give me literally, I think we set this up in, what, a day?
Yeah.
Alex.
I saw this, you know, and I was like,
it'll be updated.
Tony, yeah. Alex, we need to get them on here now.
So. Alex Salzman, the political director of Missouri Firearms Coalition, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Great stuff, and hopefully we'll talk to you again, and maybe we'll have better news for
I don't
everybody.
Know if it's great
Thank
stuff,
you.
But it's very informative.
It's good, very good information.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for another edition of Second Amendment Radio. We'll see you next Saturday here at 3 o'clock on FM News Talk 97.1.